A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them, "Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock, of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own grasp, your own people, men will come forward, perverting the truth, to draw the disciples away after them. So be vigilant, and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God, and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, I exhort the presbyters among you, as a fellow presbyter and witness to the sufferings of Christ, and one who has a share in the glory to be revealed, tend the flock of God in your midst, overseeing it not by constraint, but willingly, as God would have it, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those assigned to you, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteo. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so, I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Verbum Domini. Habemus Papam, we have a Pope, which is the same as saying we have a Father. As Catholics, we call our Pope Holy Father, and rightly so. From Peter, our first Pope, to Pope Leo XIV, God's model for the Church has always included a Father. And even before the Church was formed, we have the concept of the role and necessity of a Holy Father. So important to God is the role of a father, he ensured that his only begotten Son would also have a Holy Father here on earth. He gives us the model for all Holy Fathers in Saint Joseph, who is also known as the protector of the Holy Church, and was the very first man to look upon and adore Jesus Christ. God wills that we have a Holy Father, and it is always good when a father returns home. I remember being very small, waiting for my father, who was an iron worker, and returned home on cold winter nights. And when he did, he would kneel down and welcome us with a big hug. And then us kids, we'd grab onto his arm and he would lift all three of us in the air. Our strong dad was home. In a message given by Saint Joseph himself in a vision to Saint Mary Ephraim, he said, "Fatherhood is from God, and it must take once again its rightful place among men." Our Lord gives us the gift of our wonderful Catholic Church, which is loved by Jesus as his bride. This is why the gates of hell will not prevail against it, because Jesus can never be defeated by the devil. If we want to remain with Christ Jesus in the best possible way, we must remain in his church, which is to say, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. In the Gospels, we hear the question that God asks of all who claim to follow him, which is, "Who do you say that I am?" And our first Pope, Simon Peter, replies, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is what every pope since Peter declares, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. We look to our popes for strength, just as Peter was told by Christ himself who said, I have prayed that your own faith may not fail. And once you have turned back, you must strengthen your brothers. This is the role of all our bishops, to be fishers of all mankind, and to strengthen us in our faith in Jesus Christ, to be caught up in the net of love and mercy, and to share the good news with all who do not yet know Christ. We have confidence in Christ and his vicar on earth, as someone who believes that there is such a thing as the church and is all that it claims to be, one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. And just as Jesus instructed the very first bishop, saying, bring some of the fish you just caught. It was the might of the papacy that went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. In our Pope, we have that strong arm that will pull the catch into the boat that saves us from drowning in a sea of our own sin. We depend on the rock, the Petra, of whom our Lord says, and so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Our Pope is the keeper of the keys, who unlocks for us the sacraments. Jesus, as God made man, would not leave us to fend for ourselves, alone, without any guidance or help. No one who loves their children would do so. He gives us a church with a guardian, a shepherd, from the start until the very end. It is in the church that we are truly fed with bread from heaven, with Jesus Christ himself in the Holy Eucharist. And if we love the Eucharist, we must love our priests, for it is through their anointed hands that we have access to the mercy of God in confession and access to the Holy Eucharist at all. And if we love our priests, we must love our bishops, for it is through their authority that we have priests. And if we love our bishops, we must certainly love our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. Let us pray for our new Pope, who will watch over us with a father's care and ensure that we continue to be fed with the sacraments and instruct us in our Catholic faith, so that, as St. Peter said in our reading today, when the chief shepherd is revealed, we will receive the unfading crown of glory. Habemus Papam, we have a Pope who we call Holy Father, and it is good to have him home. God bless you.